the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show. It is Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday. It's another insanely busy news day. Lots of stuff we're going to have to get through, try to get through before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, today is obviously the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing back in 1969, and no, please don't call in and say the Apollo landings were faked, or I'll make a very rude noise in your ear. It's also the anniversary of the landing of Viking 1 on Mars. This was in 1976, and boy, those poor flight controllers and managers, they had a really rough time there because the White House kept insisting, put it down on the 4th, put it down on the actual bicentennial, and the orbiters had not really identified landing sites that appeared to be safe and free of rocks. In fact, when Viking 2 came down, it landed next to a Volkswagen Beetle-sized rock that would have tipped it over and destroyed it. So the managers were being very, very careful with this mission. And then finally, you know, the White House came back and said, well, put it down on the 20th, you know, the anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing, and that will be all of that here. So, you know, there was... those were exciting times. What can I tell you? It's also the anniversary of the murder of Vince Foster. That happened back in 1993, and the subsequent cover-up and, you know, a not very pleasant situation that I went through. So let's get into the current news right now. We are still seeing blowback from yesterday's meeting about the investigation into Hunter Biden. And remember that FD 1023 form? That everyone was talking about. Well, it's finally been released. Grassley, I think, was the one who put it on out. And it basically puts Joe and Hunter Biden at the center of a $10 million bribery scheme to coerce Burisma CEO into making the payments in exchange for their help. And that document is now in the public record here. And what's interesting is Burisma CEO Zlochevsky called Hunter Biden stupid, but necessary to keep on board because his dad, then Vice President Joe Biden, could protect Burisma from problems. And you remember Joe Biden actually bragging about how they used the threat of withholding $1 billion in aid to get the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. So that's that's an open and shut case of bribery, and bribery is listed as one of the grounds for impeachment and removal of office. And of course, the IRS agent whistleblowers, you know, were basically detailing how the Department of Justice and the FBI were obstructing the investigation all the way. And, you know, how he committed basically felony offenses, and instead he got off with misdemeanors here. Now, we need to remember something. The FBI source whose report was hidden by the FBI agents at FD 1023 told the FBI that Burisma's founder had 17 recordings of his bribery conversations with the Bidens. Two of the recordings included conversations with Joe Biden himself. Remember him denying having anything to do with Hunter's business affairs. 15 were with Hunter Biden. And Zlochevsky stated he had two documents that evidenced some of the payments to the Bidens were made, presumably in exchange for the prosecutor, Shokin, being fired. And again, it's an open and shut case, and the Republicans have got to move on impeachment. I know the Senate will not remove him from office. It's all politically charged here. Now, one of the IRS whistleblowers said that, U.S. Attorney David Weiss was not being consistent in attempts to explain charging authorities in the matter. Remember, that was kind of the thing. Well, we don't know who's got the authority to charge. And apparently his story keeps changing, which is another indication of a cover-up going on there. Now, it turns out that the U.S. attorney who refused to bring charges against Hunter Biden for tax evasion donated to Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. So a little bit of conflict of interest, a little bit of bias there. And, it's just a lot of stuff there. It came on out that the FBI lawyer warned an agent, don't respond to GOP questions about the Hunter Biden investigation. Of course, they went in and blew the whistle anyway. And, contrary to promises of whistleblower protection, whistleblower X, gay Democrat, says the Department of Justice is waiting to pounce in retaliation over the Hunter Biden investigation. Now, yesterday, the hearing high point for a lot of people was Marjorie Taylor Greene when she held up these large cards of images from Hunter Biden's laptop showing him having sex with prostitutes, which he basically flew into Washington State, or Washington, D.C., rather, violating the Mann Act. This is human trafficking. And Merrick Garland didn't do anything about it. Good reason to impeach him. And, it's just completely on display how corrupt the entire government has become. And I'm glad Americans are noticing all of this. And, it would be nice if everybody, copies off all this information, save it in an archive, because they're going to try and scrub it off the net as quickly as they can, and just show it to people and just say, look what our government has become. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got on the microphone and pleaded with Americans to move on from the Biden crimes and instead focus on climate change, which is desperation on the cusp of madness. And Alexandria, I'll have a single malt, neat, little splash of water. Thank you very much. All righty. Now, today's hearing was on the weaponization of the government against social media. And the Democrats started out trying to censor witnesses right from the start on this hearing. It very much, their brand. They've shut somebody up that is saying things that you don't like. And they specifically targeted Robert F. Kennedy Jr., claiming that the comments he made about the COVID showing an ethnic bias represented anti-Semitism. And Robert F. Kennedy specifically said, I don't know if this is deliberate or not, but it is a valid observation. And we have posted the images and the articles showing, yes, there is an ethnic bias in COVID. And that's not unique. There are a lot of illnesses that have an ethnic bias. One of the best known, of course, is sickle cell anemia, which targets people of African ancestry. But they were basically trying to shut him down. They even tried to get a vote to not present at the panel there. And RFK, of course, came out swinging against the Democrats' attack on his character in his opening statement, saying, in my entire life, I have never uttered a phrase, pardon me, that was either racist or anti-Semitic. We have to stop trying to destroy each other. Well, you need to remember all the way back in the Clinton administration, they had a phrase, the politics of personal destruction. In other words, if somebody is opposing you, you go out and you find a way to destroy their lives. Okay, any way that you can. All right. Now, journalist Emma Jo Morris, who broke the Hunter Biden laptop story for the New York Post, but was immediately censored by the government on social media in an attempt to influence the 2020 election. And she basically delivered testimony on the extent of the censorship that is going on in this country right now. All of it a violation of the First Amendment. It's like members of Congress don't even bother reading the Constitution and the Bill of Rights anymore. Okay. Now, Dr. John Sauer, Special Assistant Attorney General of Louisiana, warns that federal censorship is ongoing, expanding, and reaching new frontiers, and basically referenced the removal of Tucker Carlson from Fox News to show how powerful the censorship industrial complex has become in this country. Now, the Democrats can't deny the censorship was taking place. I mean, that's been documented. And so what they're out there trying to do is sell the idea that it's okay, that censorship, you know, is okay. Democrat Stacey Plaskett came on out saying free speech is not an absolute. Well, Stacey, go back and read that First Amendment. There are no limits on freedom of speech, period, end of discussion. And the First Amendment isn't there to protect speech you like. It's to protect the speech that somebody doesn't like. And that's part of what, you know, democracy and government is all about. Representative Jerry Connolly said that government censorship should be celebrated. Okay. And he accused RFK Jr. of being used politically by the Republicans to embarrass the current president. Frankly, I think Biden is doing a swell job of embarrassing himself. Now, as part of this trying to expose all the censorship, Twitter is going to subpoena Senator Elizabeth Warren's communications with federal agencies such as the FTC and the SEC. Warren has been repeatedly targeting Elon Musk and his companies over the past several years, attempting to weaponize her Senate seat to take down a political adversary. And this week, Senator Warren began publicly urging the Securities and Exchange Commission to open up an investigation into Tesla as well as Twitter and consider enforcement actions against the executives. Yeah, basically illustrating that, yes, the government has been weaponized against what are perceived to be political enemies. Now, here's something that came on out, okay? The FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop was authentic all the way back in 2019, then turned around and lied to the social media companies to get them to censor the story during the 2020 election season. And so they knew it was the real deal. Okay, and they lied about it. So did those 51 intelligence experts who signed a letter saying it's all Russian disinformation here. So, yeah. And one of the IRS whistleblowers was saying that he was refused access to the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, there is a treasure trove, obviously, of evidence on there. And some of it has been leaked out, some of the photos and so forth. And, but there's a lot more on there, probably. And, a lot of it got exposed by downloading Hunter Biden's iCloud backup. So somebody got into that here. So basically, what we're looking at is with the FBI going to social media to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story amounts to taxpayer-funded election interference. Now, Elise Stefanik said the American people are smart. They know that this was not a hack and dump. This was an illegal government censorship to protect and prop up Joe Biden on the eve of the 2020 election. And according to polling of people who were now made aware of the laptop, 53% would have changed their vote, including 61% of Democrats. Okay. So the question is, was the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story determinative in the 2020 election? Well, yes, obviously. Okay. Now, in a recent announcement, President Joe Biden revealed he has selected his longstanding private residence in Wilmington, Delaware, as the headquarters of his 2024 campaign. In other words, he's going to have another campaign run out of his basement. And so he's confident, the electronic voting systems here, we guarantee the results. And but there are other things, other clouds on the horizon here. About half of U.S. voters, 47%, say they would consider voting for a third-party candidate for president next year. And basically, this is a signal that voters are tired of the same old treatment from both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And, I mean, this might be a chance for a third party to get in there. Now, of course, the system is rigged against a third party candidate. When the ballots are printed up in all 50 states, the candidates selected by the two traditional parties automatically get on there. But in order to get a third-party candidate on the ballot, you've got to run petition drives. You've got to spend a lot of money and a lot of manpower to get onto the ballot. And so it really is rigged to protect the Republicans and the Democrats, who are basically two faces of the same monster. Now, we have been hearing about how certain people in the Democratic Party and certain deep-pocket Democratic donors are very concerned about trying to run Joe Biden next year because he's obviously in a case of deterioration. And so there's been talk about finding some way to move him out of the campaign trail. And in a very worrying sign, Gavin Newsom has launched his 2024 campaign today. And, of course, if elected, he will do for the United States what he did for California. Sure, we're all looking forward to that. Now, over in Illinois, law enforcement officials are bracing for a spike in crime after the state eliminated cash bail. And critics have dubbed this America's most dangerous law. A ruling by the state Supreme Court Tuesday paved the way for the radical change to take effect starting September 18th, when Illinois will become the first state in the nation to eliminate cash bail as a condition of pretrial release. Basically, it's going to be left up to the judge to say, you can walk, or I'm going to keep you in pretrial detention on factors like flight risk and public safety. But this is going to result in a lot of very dangerous criminals being immediately allowed back out onto the street and to do whatever they feel like they're doing. And it's part of the decline and fall of the American empire. Now, there was an article that came on out of MSN no less, and it's talking about the state of Oregon, which 3 years ago decriminalized hard drugs, thinking that, if there was no penalty, that maybe the drug problem would go away. And this has worked in other countries where they decriminalize the drugs, but then they make the addicts come to state-run clinics to get the drugs and the whatever apparatus is needed to partake of them. Oregon really didn't do that. And as a result, drug abuse has just gone right through the roof. And, you know, it's pretty bad here. Now, let's see. There are three reasons why the drug problem in this country is so bad. The first is that wide open southern border. The second is that as life in the U.S. becomes harder and harder, people turn to recreational drugs as a form of escape. And third, a certain intelligence agency, or maybe even more of them, engage in drug smuggling to generate revenue not overseen by Congress. If you'll remember Gary Webb's Dark Alliance, he basically blew the lid off the fact that it was the CIA that triggered the crack epidemic because they were bringing in all of this cocaine. You had the airport at Mena, Arkansas, and, they wanted money that was not under the review of Congress to carry out their very operations. Now, Joe Rogan has suggested that Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing Bill Clinton, and that famous painting of Bill Clinton in a blue dress was Epstein's way of saying, I got you by the short and curlies. And, it was a blackmail operation. It was basically a honey trap with very young honey, and everybody who went to that mansion in New York or the one in Florida or that island, they got videotaped, and whoever's got those videotapes right now is calling the shots in this country. All right, so let's talk about Jason Aldean and his music video for Try That in a Small Town, and it's now number one on iTunes. And the left is just going totally bananas about that whole situation. Now, over at Sound of Freedom, Tim Ballard has reportedly been let go at both of the organizations he led. Motherboard reported yesterday that Ballard was no longer the CEO of the Nazarene Fund, an anti-trafficking organization backed by Glenn Beck. And apparently Ballard parted ways with Operation Underground Railroad, which he founded and was the basis for the movie. And Ballard allegedly went to donors and told them that he'd been forced out and wanted to create a new organization. Well, he may well be able to do that because Sound of Freedom has topped $100 million at the box office. It's actually outdoing the new Mission Impossible movie. And I'm sure all those troubled studio heads out in Hollyweird are saying, you know, what are we doing wrong here? Well, you're going woke. I mean, you know, the new Snow White is woke. The new Barbie movie is woke. I mean, it's just, and people are turned off by all of that stuff. Okay, we're coming up on our first commercial break here, and we'll be back after a moment with some more news.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
Okay, and another breaking story. Apparently, we were talking about these phone calls that the Burisma CEO had made with Hunter and Joe Biden, and apparently they have been leaked out or released. I'm looking at an entry on Twitter, which I will save and embed, you know, at the website so you can hear it. But, yeah, this is all very, very, very damning stuff here. Okay, getting on to election fraud, and we need to educate ourselves about that because there's going to be a lot of it next year. There's no question whatsoever. Apparently, multiple errors occurred during the audit of Fulton County's 2020 presidential election, according to a consent order approved by the Georgia State Election Board. They're basically saying it was human error, and the process required paper ballots being sorted by candidate, hand-counted totals being written on paper, and then transcribed into computers. But trust us, it didn't change the outcome. Joe Biden actually did win down there. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Getting into the medical situation, Bill Gates has got his new hip idea out there. He's working together with the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control. What they want to have is a peel-and-stick vaccine patch, like an anti-smoking patch or a lidocaine patch. And they're just going to mail it to people's home, and you put it on your arm, and the mRNA gets inside and does all kinds of interesting things. And no, I'm not really going to be using that here. I've already been vaccine damaged enough. Thank you very much here. Now, in something that a lot of people are saying is divine justice, a tornado ripped apart a Pfizer manufacturing facility in North Carolina yesterday afternoon. And basically destroyed a lot of critical medicines. It primarily hit in the storage area where the mRNA COVID vaccines were being stored, and just, you know, blew them all over. And, you know, so I'm sure that are insured and everything. But now everybody's complaining, oh, we're going to have shortages of these mRNA vaccines. We're going to have to do something about that. All right, international news here. The U.S. it continues to press Ukraine for some kind of a decisive breakthrough despite the failure of the counteroffensive against the Russian defenses. The Russians are just not budging here. And apparently to try and achieve that dramatic change, Ukraine is starting to use the U.S.-supplied cluster bombs on Russian forces. Now, Putin has already said if Zelensky was going to do that, Russia would reply in kind with cluster bombs being dropped on the Ukrainian forces. And the problem is when the war is all over and done with, that's going to go back to being ordinary land. And those bomblets are going to be there killing livestock and people, you know, for decades to come. You know, some of this stuff just floats around the world for a long time. I mean, mines, ocean mines that were deployed, you know, in World War II, you know, have shown up on beaches, and they have to be destroyed by demolition crew. And so, yeah, it's not very good here. So, basically, Joe Biden is continuing to destroy our reputation in the eyes of the world. Now, former Pentagon analyst and Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski has criticized the decision to supply cluster munitions to Ukraine and said basically the Pentagon's interest seems to be in getting rid of these munitions, and they're very difficult to get rid of, so many nations have banned them. So basically Biden is just using Ukraine as a dumping ground to get rid of them, and people are going to get killed here. Now, we're getting a report, this is coming out of TASS, that the Ukrainian military is amassing reserves for an attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And this is coming from the acting Zaporizhzhia region governor, Yevgeny Belitsky. And he says the situation is very, very tense. If the plant gets damaged, you're going to have another Chernobyl on your hands. And so that's a very, very dangerous situation. Okay, Russia forces struck a signal center and a command post of two Ukrainian army brigades over the last day in the special military operation in Ukraine. They have really good intelligence. They know where all this stuff is being put. And this is coming from Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Igor Konashenkov earlier today, actually. Meanwhile, Russian forces have wiped out seven Ukrainian ammunition depots in the Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporizhia areas. And so, yeah, we're running out of ammo, and it doesn't get to the front lines. Russia's blowing it up before the Ukrainians can even use it. I mean, we're sending all that stuff over there, and the Russians are just using it for target practice. I mean, this is just a bad, bad idea. Okay. Now let's see where we are. We're coming up on another commercial break, and when we come on back, we'll have more news coming out of Russia, Crimea, Ukraine, and stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Russia and Ukraine. And in the last few days, the armed forces of the Russian Federation have launched a series of massive attacks against the Ukrainian ports in Odessa, destroying several strategic targets. Now, the Western media is saying it's an act of terrorism, and basically they're saying it's a follow-up to Moscow recently suspending the Black Sea grain deal. But it basically ignores the fact that Kiev maintains several arms depots in the ports from which they will use weapons that they're now sending into Crimea. And so it seems like it was a good strategic decision to try and destroy those weapons in order to protect the civilians of Crimea. Now, over in the United Kingdom, a key military facility where cutting-edge missiles were being manufactured in haste to send off to Ukraine has shut down after underpaid workers there decided to strike. So Ukraine is not going to get that weaponry quite as soon as they were expecting. Now, article over in the Duran, why the West is losing both of its wars against both Russia and China. And, you know, Joe Biden said of the Ukraine war back on July 13th, Putin has already lost the war. There is no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. He's already lost the war. Another illustration of Biden's not being in touch with reality. And on July 20th, today, linking to news articles in the Financial Times and the Center for New American Century, Russia's RT News headline, West is not prepared for conflict with China, meaning that the West, meaning mostly the United States, would lose any war against China unless it went nuclear, in which case everybody would lose. There are no winners in a nuclear war. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul came on out and said, we're out of ammo, we're out of money, we cannot afford to keep sending money and ammo to Ukraine in order to fight a war with Russia because we're pretty much running out of both. All right. And there's another problem also. The U.S. military is facing a critical recruiting crisis as the Army, Navy, and Air Force all expect to miss their recruitment targets for 2023 by a significant margin due to issues including poor pay, shoddy housing facilities, remember the mold problem, physical abuse, skyrocketing rates of suicide and post-traumatic stress disorder, and discontent over the forever wars, and I'm sure all the wokeness is probably not helping the situation either. So, the Army initially expected to recruit 65,000 new soldiers this year. That target has been reduced by 15,000. The Navy expects the end-of-year numbers to fall 10,000 short, and the Air Force anticipates a 3,000 shortfall of its 27,000 goal. And, you know, complicating the crisis, 77% of young U.S. adults are disqualified from military service due to a lack of physical fitness, low test scores, drug abuse, criminal records, and so forth. And only 9% of U.S. citizens aged 16 to 21 say they would consider military service. So to recap, we are out of money, we are out of ammo, we are out of men. This is not a good time to press a war agenda for anybody who is thinking clearly. All right. Now, Russia's mercenary chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin, was shown in a video on Wednesday welcoming his fighters to Belarus, telling them they will take no further part in the Ukraine war, but he ordered them to gather their strength for an operation in Africa. So there's going to be heating up down there here. Meanwhile, out in the Pacific, the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu are considering forming their own military units. Up until now, they've sort of like partnered with the nations like the United States, and the U.S. says, we'll take care of you and protect you. And I guess the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu aren't really sure that the U.S. Could actually do that. And so everybody is arming up here. I'm sure the arms manufacturers are going to be delighted here. Now, John Bolton has an article out with The Hill titled, America Can't Permit Chinese Military Expansion in Cuba, which inadvertently spells out exactly what's wrong with the way the U.S. empire keeps amassing heavily armed proxy forces on the borders of China and Russia. And that's exactly what's wrong. I mean, we have all these forces in the Gulf. We have forces in the Mediterranean. We have bases all over the place. And all of a sudden, Bolton is having a hissy fit because the Russians are getting tight with Cuba. And a Russian warship has recently visited Cuba. And, oh, we can't allow that to happen. Well, one of the few things that I really liked about Obama is that he wanted to normalize relations with Cuba. And that would have been a good tactical strategic decision because it was the alienation of Cuba following the Bay of Pigs that drove them into the arms of the Soviet Union, which eventually led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And here our government appears to be making the same mistake all over again. All righty. So talking about the economy now, the Federal Reserve Board is raising interest rates again. So the rate on your credit card and your mortgage and your car payment and everything is going to jump up again. But according to this article on the Hill, this is a mistake, and it could spark a recession. And the article says the Federal Reserve Board will serve the U.S. economy well if it continues to pause raising rates. But its determination to hike them will most likely drive the economy into recession quickly, increase unemployment and uncertainty, and propel it to start easing again. Now, the Fed has done a good job trying to bring down inflation in the past year. It's still much higher than it was under Trump. But it does make mistakes. Okay, the Fed and its chairman, Jerome Powell, have been unable to recognize a heating or cooling economy in a timely fashion in order to take action to minimize the negative effects. Now, back in 2019, Powell began to tighten the Fed rate prematurely, recognized his mistake, and reversed. In spring of 2020, facing a pandemic-induced economic collapse, he pumped trillions of dollars into the economy for far too long, held the fund rate close to zero, and induced high inflation. So that's what's going on. Now, a lot of people, investment, types and so forth, will say that bonds are a risk-free environment, but bonds are really, really safe here, and that is primarily the treasuries here, and so this risk-free delusion appears to be dissolving here, and there is a $133 trillion bond market out there. That is a lot of exposure. And 2022 was the worst year for U.S. Treasuries in American history. The benchmark 10-year Treasury fell nearly 18%, and the 30-year Treasury collapsed over 39%. Many of the bonds did even worse. Even if you go back 250 years, you cannot find a worse year for Treasuries, the foundation of the colossal global bond market. So it's very fragile out there. It is very fragile. It's also fragile out in Mouseland. We've been talking about how Disney's been losing all tons of money on all these woke feature films, and people just are turning off, and they tried to improve their bottom line by raising prices at the theme parks, which just drove people away. They didn't want to pay that much money to get into the parks here. And so even over the last 4th of July holiday, the parks were basically empty. I remember when I went to Disneyland as a kid in Southern California, one of the things that always bothered me was how crowded it was and how long the lines for the rides were. And now it's not that way anymore. And now CEO Bob Iger has basically opened the door to selling Disney's linear TV assets as the business struggles against during the media industry's transition to streaming and digital offerings. Iger appeared Thursday on CNBC, and the morning after the company announced it would extend his contract by 2 years through 2026. And so the mouse is in trouble right now. Meanwhile, in a red warning sign here, this is from Zero Hedge, credit scores are abruptly plunging as Americans stop paying down their debt. This is from Synchrony Financial. And over the past few years, tens of millions of consumers witnessed a remarkable increase in their credit scores, primarily due to helicopter money dished out by the federal government, rock-bottom interest rates, and a pause on the student loan payments. However, the party has come to an end, and credit scores are plunging. Bloomberg reports Synchrony Financial is closing inactive accounts and capping card limits for a number of clients as macroeconomic headwinds mount. So, yeah, bad news out there. And getting on back to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and Joe Biden is out there saying, well, we're going to refill it real quickly. And it's not that easy. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve was created under President Gerald Ford in 1975 following the 1973 to 1974 Arab oil embargo, which turned out to be just the first of that decade's two major oil shocks. Now, they've got these gigantic salt caverns in Louisiana and Texas, and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was supposed to hold enough crude oil, 714 million barrels, to help us weather any future embargo. While it was never large enough to do that for a significant amount of time, the SPR's very existence strengthened our geopolitical position versus some very nasty oil producers in place like Iran and Russia. It took until 2010, 35 years, to fill those reservoirs all the way up. Okay, 35 years, and it took Joe just 2 years to cut the reserves in half down to levels not seen since 1983. And so, yeah, we're in trouble on that one as well. If there's another oil crisis, we don't have the resiliency to weather it. Speaking of oil, do you remember when this oil tanker was captured by the United States and they basically stole this oil from Iran? Well, apparently the tanker is still sitting off the coast of Texas and they can't sell the oil. Okay? Now, the Justice Department seized the Greek tanker Suez Rajan in April under the pretext of sanctions enforcement and took the ship to Texas. And they can't sell the oil because the companies that would unload the oil are worried about Iranian retaliation in the Persian Gulf. Companies with any exposure whatsoever in the Persian Gulf are literally terrified of buying that oil. So it's just sitting there. Okay, maybe they could put that in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve here. Meanwhile, China's major state-owned banks are selling dollars to buy yuan in the offshore spot market in early Asian trades today. And they're trying to slow the pace of the yuan declines by selling the dollars. And again, it's going to weaken the dollar internationally even more. The dollar's days are numbered. I mean, and I'm not talking about this plan to ban cash and everything. The U.S. dollar internationally is in serious trouble because the government weaponized it and they used it to push their agenda and policies on other countries, and the other countries got tired of it. Now, over at the World Economic Forum, which, by the way, I don't remember voting for them to run my life, their new agenda is to end private car ownership to save the planet from human-caused global warming. And you know, I mean, they've been pushing this global apocalypse story for about 50 years now, and they're going to say, you know, just trust the experts and give up your car here. And it's just nonsense. It's completely, complete nonsense. And you're ignoring the fact that CO2 is necessary for the cycle of life on this planet. Plants eat it. They turn it into oxygen. If you want to end the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, just plant more plants. Commercial greenhouses buy machines that generate carbon dioxide and pump it into the greenhouses because the plants grow faster, larger, and produce more saleable crop. And all of this stuff about, you know, oh, CO2 is bad, CO2 is bad. You know, it's nonsense. It's probably one of the biggest hoaxes ever played on planet Earth. Getting into immigration here, New York City Mayor Adams went on TV saying, we can't take any more illegal immigrants. Our cup has basically run over. We have no more room in the city, and we need help. Well, gee whiz, when you declared yourself a sanctuary city, did you not foresee that that was going to be a likely outcome? All right. Over in Britain, the immigration problem is costing taxpayers £2 billion a year. and they're paying 7 million pounds a day to house the migrants. More than 400 hotels have been commandeered to put them up, as have cruise ships, barges, and army barracks. And it turns out that the illegal immigrants are being given free cigarettes. Okay, and of course, Britain's homeless are just being totally ignored. Yeah, it's a messed up priority, in my opinion. Your own people first, then we'll look at maybe helping some others. But you got to take care of your own people. Okay, up in Massachusetts, which I always sort of viewed as the heart of the American Revolution, Battle of Lexington and Concord and so forth, they're getting ready to pass a draconian gun law, and they're saying that if you're a firearms owner, don't go to Massachusetts, and if you already live there, you might want to move. Now, House Docket 4420, if it becomes law, will be the most anti-gun state in the country. And what Massachusetts is clearly trying to do is basically end run around the Second Amendment. It's a 140-page omnibus bill. It's called an Act of Modernizing Firearms Laws, and basically mandating that all firearms and feeding devices, meaning magazines, be registered. Banning people under 21 from buying or carrying a semi-automatic shotgun or rifle, banning concealed carry of firearms even on private property unless expressly permitted by the government. So much for the cradle of liberty. Now, getting on back to the environment, John Kerry just got back from a visit in China talking about climate change, and the total trip was a complete failure. He didn't come back with anything at all. China understands this global warming stuff is just nonsense. And as a matter of fact, according to this article in the Daily Skeptic, official figures produced by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency show a decline in U.S. heat waves going back 75 years, contradicting the climate alarmist propaganda being pumped out by the government and media. It's all a hoax. It's a tremendous hoax. That's all it is. To get your money, get your obedience. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Thank you. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, meteorologist and Heartland Institute senior fellow Anthony Watts was on the Ingraham Angle on Fox News the other day, basically saying that the wildfires in Canada are perfectly normal, natural, and they are not caused by human-caused global warming. In fact, the trend for wildfires across North America has actually been on decline for more than a century, probably due to the massive deforestation that has been going on there. So Watts also explains how the U.S. government is juicing the temperature data to make it appear the Earth is dangerously warming, when in fact the weather stations are increasingly surrounded by urban heat islands. In other words, the U.S. temperature data is corrupt. Now, in my article on ClimateGate, we show some of the lengths they went to. They put a temperature sensor right next to an incinerator and just stuff like that. There used to be a network of weather monitoring stations in the rural areas, which are much cooler. Those got shut down years ago. So they're cooking the books to try and convince you that the Earth is in danger and you are to blame and you will atone. Okay, now, little bit of information here. The oceans cover 71% of the Earth's surface, and they turn carbon dioxide into oxygen. Okay, because of all the kelp and the plant life and algae and so forth and so on. So, you know, the Earth does have a mechanism for dealing with carbon dioxide. Okay, getting into some of the wokeness here. Apparently, Algebra 1 is effectively eliminated from Harvard-area middle schools because too many white and Asian students were taking the class. So this school district in Massachusetts is slowly phasing Algebra 1 out of its middle school curriculum because the advanced math classes were predominantly filled by white and Asian students. Now, some area parents are considering placing their child in a private school or a homeschooling program to make sure they're adequately prepared for high school mathematics. I think it's a very, very good idea. You know, the government wants dumb people because they're easier to control. They don't like people who know how to think critically and analyze and can easily see the deceptions in front of them here. Now, a black diversity, equity, and inclusion director who was fired by her California Community College has now filed a lawsuit accusing the school of illegally targeting white people. So this just keeps going back and forth here. Meanwhile, Stony Brook U has awarded $700,000 to push diversity in K through 12 leadership. Okay, the academic left is still going down this road, and they're throwing lots and lots of money at it. Stony Brook University awarded They have received a $700,000 grant from the New York State Education Department to increase diversity in K through 12 leadership. And, you know, I'm a great believer in meritocracy, and it especially should be in education. You want very bright, well-educated people teaching the kids, and it shouldn't matter what color they are, what gender they are, what orientation. Get the best people able to do the job. Okay? So anyway, we're coming up on our station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And in yet another embarrassment for our very liberal academic environment, the president of Stanford University, Mark Tessier Levine, announced yesterday he will resign his post at the end of August after an investigation found flaws in his research. Okay. Meanwhile, over at the University of Kansas, a history professor and Native American expert has been accused of faking ancestry. Okay, this was Professor Kent Blancett, who will appear as a keynote speaker and Native American expert at a fall history conference, faces allegations of fraudulently representing his ancestry. Shades of Elizabeth Warren here. All righty, 512-248-8252. The phone lines are loading up. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
what's
Mike.
On? Hi.
Well, last night on Yoshi, he's a Japanese guy who studied Fukushima Daiichi. And
yep.
He's always been talking about how all the radiation's been flying around the whole Earth, you know. He says that the smoke that we're getting from the Canadian fires, the trees are releasing the nuclear things from nuclear.
Nuclear.
At it,
okay.
Yeah,
I know Eisenhower mangled it, and a lot of people copy it, but the correct pronunciation is new, like in brand new, and clear, like a piece of glass. Nuclear.
Anyway, it's releasing that stuff, and into the air. So it's not just smoke we're breathing in. We're also breathing in this radiation.
Well, I'm not sure how much of the Fukushima radiation got over Canada. I mean, certainly it was a problem in the Pacific Ocean, and Claire and I were still living in Hawaii when that all went down, and I have a radiation monitor, and we did see occasional spikes. Okay, so it was definitely an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know how big, you know, I'll tell you what, the next time we have a lot of the Canadian wildfire smoke over our house, which is not today, I'll get out the radiation monitor and see what it says.
Good idea. Also, I know all these people who are disappeared, children and people, I know where they are. They were curious about the flat earth. They got to the edge and fell off.
Okay, I suspect you may be right.
Yes, that's where they are. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you about this radiation thing, see what you thought. So, okay.
Well, like I said, the next time we have an orange sky over us, I'll get out the radiation meter and see.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, first of all, I'd like to see if you'd be interested in being an advisor or maybe even sit on a panel of a non-governmental organization. I wanted to start a 501c3. It's going to be an educational website. And the preliminary name I have is the Anti-Flat Earth Society.
Well, you had me up until you gave me the name there, and I don't think I really want to be attached to something like that.
The anti, you got to have one side of the debate the other, anyhow. There's that. Poor joke, I'm sorry. Hey, I was going through old DVDs. Actually, there were VCR remasters into DVD, and I stumbled upon a race in 1999, the Marlboro 500, Michigan, and a major sponsor of IndyCar back then was FedEx. And so as I was going through it, there was an ad, a FedEx ad, and it starts off with this CEO or somebody, and he's in his office, and he has his marketing guy, and he's chewing him out, like, how could you do this? Well, sir, we used the wrong shipper, and we got our packages mixed up. And so it went to the studio, and they made an advertisement for their G.I. Joes. And the G.I. Joes are dressed in tutus and dresses, and there's kids playing with them like, bam, bam, and they're in the mud, and they're pink dresses, and the guy straps his hand over his eyes like, how could you do this? Next time use FedEx.
That's a good commercial.
That would be allowed today.
That's a good commercial. Yeah. I'll bet it won a Clio.
Yeah, it seems like maybe I'll cut it out of there and put it on YouTube or something. They'll probably ban it on YouTube.
Probably
so. And, here's a racist song for you. Zip-titty-doo-da, zip-titty-day, my.
They basically canceled the entire movie. That's a film I grew up with, but Song of the South was one of Disney's best, but it's canceled because it, racial stereotypes and so forth and so on. It was actually a very entertaining movie.
Yeah. How come Oppenheimer, how come they don't make him black? That's all for now. I don't have anything good to contribute. Thanks a lot.
All right. You've got it. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The springboard off the last guy, they got to ban breakfast at Tiffany's, I guess. You know that.
Yeah, maybe. I imagine so.
Well, it's got that song in it, Moon River. And Moon River mentions my Huckleberry Friend, which references Huckleberry Finn, which has been banned. So got to ban breakfast at Tiffany's. It's just like a chain reaction.
It's just insane.
Insane. That would work. It could logically under their mindset. So I was somehow stumbled across an old post that had a link to an RBN show where I'd called in, and I forgot about this theory that I ran across that says that people began walking upright possibly due to a cosmic event that they've had evidence of, where there was an extended period of cosmic rays that provided enhanced pathways for lightning in the lower 10,000 feet of the atmosphere.
That definitely happens. When you get a coronal mass ejection from the sun and it hits the earth, storms can get really dramatic. I remember there was one that we saw on Oahu. I got pictures of it, too. The lightning was literally appearing out of thin air, not just the clouds. And that's why the lightning bolt is jagged, is it's jumping from one ion trail to the next that's left by these particles from space.
Well, we were at we did a Boy Scout camp out at a nearby state park, and I knew the sunspot cycle was upticking, but I had never seen so many sunspots. we've checked out, the library had a new telescope, and of course I had to tinker with it to get it set up right. Everything was, I think the sight scope was mounted backwards, and it was fun, but this cheapo telescope actually did pretty good on display projecting the sunspots onto like a paper plate.
Yeah.
And I counted a whole bunch of them, but so, you know, the Canadian forest fires, even though that, you know, press release you read talked about it being a natural occurrence, they don't necessarily go the full explanation there that we are now in an uptick of sunspots and muons or whatever charged particles down into the lower 10,000 feet of the atmosphere provides a lot more pathways to lightning or ground cloud-to-ground lightning that can start these fires. So,
well, the problem with that is the satellite image of the fires north of the Great Lakes. The skies are clear, which is why we can see the ground, and we see the fires erupting in multiple locations at virtually the same moment.
Well, that looks like arson, unless you've got composting material. And I had somebody frantically call me, warning everybody not to leave a hay bale out in the sun, because they had come home from their trip to the grocery store or something, and they had the hay bale that had been left there for several months, and in the dry, hot sun, the inside of that hay bale composted and caught on fire. And I have seen that
myself.
Yeah,
that can definitely happen. I mean, any kind of decomposition tends to be an exothermic reaction. It generates a lot of heat.
Well, the point I'm getting at is there's not always arson involved, but when you read that the Native Americans now are they're in cooperation with in the Klamath Basin especially, but in other places, they are being allowed, after some training and a cooperative effort with forestry people, they're being allowed to go practice their traditional fire renewing of the woods in the areas that they have charge over, I guess, so they're considered a traditional tribal areas. Now, I don't know that that's going to go happen in Canada, but I know it's in Northern California, it's an effort to reduce the fuel load as they used to do. The entire bluegrass area, it's thought, was enlarged and created by Native Americans trying to bring down more buffalo from Ohio. And you know, the way the Kentucky River loops around Lexington, there's all these palisades or cliffs, so you can imagine, and that's the theory I heard, is that they would get amongst the buffalo with the buffalo hide, and they would all signal each other to throw the hide off, and they'd have a wolf skin underneath of that. They'd get those things stampeding over those cliffs, and you'd have the rest of the tribe would be down there processing those, and you'd have enough food for months, you know. So, you know, the dances with wolf depiction of the horse culture in the Dakotas, that didn't happen until after the Spanish brought those in here. But
they indicate in the movie that the Spanish had come and gone, because remember,
right,
the Indian chief, he's got a conquistador helmet.
But they didn't have the horses before that, so I'm getting at. So, you know, the Native Americans set a lot of fires in, especially in Kentucky and different places, to renew the woods. I've seen that over my lifetime as forest fires policy has changed, and the woods now are full of cedar and other invasive plants because they haven't been burned out. And the worst thing is, in the last 20 years, is the dang chiggers and ticks and turkey mites and things like that. We've got a lot more wildlife, but the pests that would be burned out are really bad. So the forest fires in Canada, being a natural thing, it's wherever you're at, forest fires are a natural thing, but we're putting them out, you know. We're putting them out prematurely rather than let them burn out. You know, the public that is susceptible to the smoke, obviously they've got to be helped to whatever, get out of that smoke, relocate, whatever, temporarily. But when I was growing up, we had forest fires. It was like the Johnny Cash song, Ring of Fire. You'd see it all along the hills. And, they would, you know, they'd
I remember some bad ones out in Southern California. there was, I remember vividly this one time. I was working at this company called Robert Abel & Associates, and was on Highland and Romaine. We were just down from Howard Hughes' old building, and we worked late one night. We came out. It was already dark, and just looking down Romaine to the west, we could just see this huge fire, you know, burning over, you know, the Pacific well, I'm not sure what area we were looking at, but it was obviously a ridge line and was just major, major fire.
I'm sure it's on the Wayback Machine. That gal that called in being concerned about radiation from Fukushima, you remember the stories out of Chernobyl when they had fires around Chernobyl. They were worried about that spreading radioactive materials. But
that shrubbery was much closer to Chernobyl than the Canadian forests are to Japan.
Well, what I'm getting at is right after Fukushima happened, there were stories coming out of, I think, Vermont or New England somewhere, that they had found traces of some radioactive isotopes in the milk. And I don't know if it was clickbait, you know, alarmist stuff, but I started putting some iodine in our filtered water. And I bought the Berkey Light from RPN's store. And I started doing that just as a precaution because I'd used it and I didn't think it was going to harm anybody in the household. But I started dosing the water with a little bit of iodine after that. But I really don't think, as you say, this is such a vast area that the radiation from Fukushima would have been so dispersed, and as they say, the danger's in the dose.
Yes.
I would think there's other things to wonder about with that fire. I know in reading about what happened in, what was that, the Palestine, Ohio, however they pronounced it.
East Palestine.
They were really alarmed. People were really getting wacky about the, what was it, the chemical they said that was being produced by those fires. And I started reading about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not recalling off the top of my head, but
there's a lot.
Burning it up like that was a very, very reckless and dangerous thing to do. Anyway, Mike, I've given you a big chunk of time here, and I've got another caller waiting right now. So thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, I haven't heard anything about any radiation of any measurable thing, whether fires or not. So I don't know. I think this is more of a I don't know. I don't think there's anything to that, frankly. I'd like to say that I hope RFK saw that poll about, like you mentioned, 47% of potential voters might vote for an independent, because I've been calling for him to change. I hope he does it before it's too late. I mean, I know a lot of people, and I'm sympathetic with them, that say they can't vote their way out of it, but considering, you know, it looks like that's the way it's going to be for a while. I mean, RFK is at least good on vaccines and the war. He's probably as good as Trump on trying to end this war. So he would be a good person to put in. I would say that maybe on the top of my head, if he did go independent, maybe with a Constitution Party or some other somewhat established party. And if it comes to signatures, I don't think there'd be any trouble or even money getting him on these things. So I don't think that's an impediment. I think independents, about 25% independents would be part of that 47, about 12% of Republicans, and about 10% of Democrats. What do you think of that breakdown? I don't think he'd get 47%.
That's probably,
because only would need about 35%.
I think you're probably fairly accurate on that one.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, and Mike, cash bail in Illinois and specifically Chicago is racist. That's racist to say that that's not right. Just like voter ID, we're missing something here. I agree with you, but I mean 80% of Democrats think it's racist. I mean, can you believe that mindset? It's just, and it's going to be very, like you say, it's going to be very destructive, because, you know, give an inch, take a mile. I mean, they're doing it. These criminals.
Oh yeah.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, they don't know how to stop. They don't know where to stop.
Right, exactly. I'm going on a few subjects here, but, you know, Twitter, there's these censorship hearings there in Washington, but Twitter's doing a pretty good job itself. I mean, I would say before Twitter was maybe a 3 in 10 on the free speech scale, roughly somewhere in that range. Now it's maybe a 6 and 10. It's not bad, but it's nowhere near what the buildup a few months ago, 6 months ago, when Twitter was when Musk was thinking about going really free speech. I mean, it's still a semi joke, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, look at the people. He's banned so many people for free speech and mild, somewhat, like Andrew Anglin, a Daily Stormer. The guy said he's very provocative on his website, but he's very mild on Twitter, and he got banned for that. Kevin McDonald, Nick Fuentes, I can think of, David Duke, guys like that really watch what they say on there, but they can't even get back on. So, I mean, I have an account there. I hardly go there anymore. There's only one. There's only one, not two. There's only one free speech platform of any size on the Internet, and that's Gab. Other than if you don't do any, like, a criminal threatening thing, or you can say pretty much anything you want. I always remember Jake Tapper from CNN. Actually, one of the more objective guys, which isn't saying much on CNN, he went there and he was shocked at what he saw. Free speech? He's not used to it, obviously, at CNN, right? Or any other place, basically. Oh, he was shocked to see that. The language and the stuff that was said on there. So it's just a wake-up call. But Gab's the only one. I mean, Twitter is... It did not even come close to fulfilling what they... They're better, but they're nowhere near as what they said. Go ahead, Mike. I got some Russia stuff if you want to let me talk.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds until the commercial break, so feel free to fill it up.
Okay, well, Zaporozhye, the Ukrainians are just obsessed with that thing. Remember they were saying the Russians put explosives on top of the roof and just to set up, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know what Zelensky is going to do if Russia ever moves and does some offensive here. The kind of deprivation he's going to do to the rest of the country. I mean, it's scary that... And the only time he stopped talking about it is when the independent nuclear watchdog that was there mentioned that it wasn't true. And then he finally stopped. There's so many false flags that he talks about. But, I mean,
okay,
I'm
well,
afraid
Darryl,
of Russia moves.
Got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. Okay. Thank you for the call. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me, at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good call by Daryl. Yeah, hey, Mike, what's on my mind? You know, I've been really perplexed, and I saw something really, I think everybody in RBN is going to be perplexed about. And I'm going to talk about this issue today, is slavery. Mike, you know, all we've been hearing is how bad white people were in slavery and all that. And of course, you had Farrakhan came on Arsenio and saying it was the Jews, the finance, other things. But, Mike, let's go to the real truth now. If the white man were so bad, in all the thousands of years there was slavery, Mike, what was the one group of people that ended slavery, Mike? What was the group of people that never get credit for ending slavery worldwide? And we're down to 7% of the population. It's called the white Anglo-Northern European stock male.
Yep.
Okay? We're the ones that ended slavery. Slavery ended in England in 1833. It was going on for thousands of years from Egypt, even further back than
it's
Egypt.
It's still going actually. On today in other parts of the world.
And it's going on today with the Muslim world, the Arabic world. They still use slaves. In Africa, they still enslave each other in Africa. And all we've heard about is how bad white man is. White man, no, listen. White man ended slavery. It took a civil war, but it was in 1833, actually, in England, and then France followed 8 years later, that those countries ended slavery, Mike. So, you know, slavery. Okay?
Okay, so you dropped out there for a second, years. Tom.
No, I'm just saying. And then, you know, I happen to, can you hear me now, Mike? I happen to watch Candace Owens, and she was brilliant. And she was tearing these professors with affirmative action up on California. And then you got this crazy Newsom, Mike. Gavin Newsom. This imbecile.
I call him Gruesome Newsom.
Yeah, Gruesome Newsom. This guy is so gruesome. And he's gonna, now that he's gonna make you get paid if you don't bring a woke agenda into the classroom. To teach all these kids wokeness, but they don't want to teach these kids curse. They want to teach you to be, it's okay to be homosexual. Mike, it's sick. It's absolutely sick. And all we heard from these Zionists, Marxist Bolshevik Zionists, not the good ones, because there's a lot of great ones. Mark Levin, Stephen Miller. There's some great Jews. Let's not kid ourselves. Fantastic Jews. But a lot of them are deviant and decadent. Look at Hollywood, what's going on right now. Did they ever resolve the strike over there, Mike?
No, the strike is still ongoing, and, you know, if it goes on long enough, it's going to damage Hollywood, which is already kind of weak because of all the woke product they put on out. People are, you know, turning to other studios and other providers, you know, because they're just really tired of being propagandized.
I hope they destroy Hollywood. I hope Hollywood never – I'll obliviate. I hope it gets obliviated, Mike. And then The Sound of Freedom is beating Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise's new movie. It's wiping out Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's beating all these. And Mike, have you ever talked about the 1998 interview with Mel Gibson? Did you watch that, Mike?
Refresh my memory.
1998, Mel Gibson had an interview talking about how the evil Hollywood was, the producers, a lot of directors. I mean, it was just like you said, it started with Sal Mineo. I remember, if you remember, Rebel Without a Cause, the actor. I mean, almost, what they were doing, they were casting these people on a couch, and you had to do special services to these producers to get the part.
Yeah, I mean, right? Even Marilyn Monroe, early in her career, had to, do some of the nasties.
Yeah, Mike, it's just, you know, it's appalling. to think about how a group, one group really, has got all this power and wealth in this country, the media, Hollywood, and then they use, and then, you know, of course, the point of, I guess I make it is, Arsenio Hall, Mike, look at the archive that show, the last show he ever did on major TV, and because he brought Farrakhan on, he was annihilated.
Yep.
And he was bigger. And by the way, Mike, let me tell you, I didn't realize it how dark Oprah Winfrey is. She did a lot of nasty stuff. She had a guy in, I think it was Brazil, some guy, Dr. John God. Guy called him something like that, and Oprah was financing him, brought him on her show, and he was such a great healer. It was all a lie, Mike. The whole thing was a big lie. Even Oprah Winfrey is committed so much treasonous stuff. It's unbelievable what the videos I watch on YouTube of her. It's amazing. The stuff she got away. And she's a billionaire.
You know, it turns out that she, was buddy-buddy with Jeffrey Epstein, which puts a whole new light on all those girls that vanished from her school in Africa.
Well, exactly, Mike. And they show, they sent in pictures of her and Harvey Weinstein. Actually, she's kissing all over him. It was appalling. It was really appalling, you know. And you see, and then you learn all this stuff. But I just got to say, Mike, Candace Owens, that woman was fantastic. When she's proposing to these professors, it's just she just destroys them, Mike. And you know, I can go on and on about her, Candace Owens. She's really brought out to the forefront. It was wonderful.
Okay, we seem to have lost you again. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been used for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. Is Tom still on the line? Okay, I guess not.
Hello?
We have open.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hearing? Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were, okay, yeah, I'll finish up real quick, Mike. I just gotta say that, I think a lot of good stuff's gonna happen here now because, I'm gonna be optimistic, Mike. I think that Trump's gonna beat all these other indictments he's got going on. I know they're gonna try to make him not run for, 24, but I have to agree with Marco. He's the only guy out there that actually can handle all this insanity thrown at him. I don't think any other guy could ever took it. DeSantis or any of them. The Republican side. Surely not Mike Pence or Nikki Haley.
Pence is self-destructed. You know, he's out of the race.
Yeah. Forget Pence. He's a character. He's a disgrace, backstabber. But again, Mike, I'll let it go with this. The immigration situation, it's not an invasion anymore. It is a conquest. And if we don't stop it, we're not going to have a country in two, three years. No way. We're not going to have no country. You go to a lot of these cities, Mike, and it's insanity. The hospitalizations that these illegals are costing the taxpayers, and the whole thing is just a giant disaster, giant. And we haven't even looked at a food shortage yet, Mike. But when we do, it's gonna be World War III right inside the United States. It's civil war in the United States, no doubt about it. And it only
sometimes I look at what our government is doing, and I think they're trying to provoke one. Because then they can drop the hammer, suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and say, well, you know, dictatorship is for real now.
I totally agree with that. Totally, Mike. I totally agree with that. I mean, that's how I feel. That's what they're actually trying to perpetrate, a race war, a civil war, whatever you want to call it, a disaster in this country that we can't even come back from. And, you know, let the chickens come home to roost, like I say, and let's see what the cards fall on the table. But, yeah, Mike, it's the slave issue, that how they made the guilt of white people all these years. 90% during the Civil War, only, what was it, 2% of the population of whites owned slaves? The rest of the people didn't own slaves in that time.
Oh, it was
even
a tiny, tiny minority, you know, the plantation, those plantations. I mean, you know, I used to work on a riverboat, and we'd see all these plantations there along the Mississippi, and they're, you know, very beautiful, but there just weren't that many of them compared to the population at the time.
Yes, Mike, and most of the most of the slaves in the South were actually owned by black slave owners.
Well, some of them were. Yeah, there were black slave owners.
Yes, absolutely. Bob Woodson talks about it. And I don't know if you could ever get him on as a guest, Mike, on your show. I'm sure he might go on your show, but that would be wonderful if you could get Bob Woodson to do an hour on your show. I think that would be great if you could bring him on your show and, you know, reach out to Bob Woodson. Maybe he could come. He's an Afro-American. Maybe he'd come on your show and explain to the RBN audience what the real situation is with all this. And by the way, Mike, have you heard of a guy named J.P. Sears? Have you got a chance to see him on YouTube?
No. Nope.
I think you'll love this guy. This guy's amazing. This guy puts on a YouTube channel show about all the wokeness. And this guy, I mean, he just destroys these wokers. His name is J.P. Sears, like Sears and Roebuck. And this guy just, by the way, Sears and Roebuck, one of them was a black guy. You know that, Mike?
No, I actually did not know that.
Yeah, one of the gentlemen that were, well, I think one of them was black and the other guy was white. I think Roebuck was white and Sears was black. I can't remember. It was one of them. You check it out. You know, you got time. One of them was an Afro-American guy. But, yeah, this guy, J.P. Sears, I think if you could get him, just watch his videos and play some videos, you know, some of his sound bites on your show would be, that'd be pretty, pretty amazing. But, you know, you can go on YouTube and watch him. He's really good. He really not destroys the wokies, whatever you want to call them, the wackos. But, yeah, Mike, I'll leave it at it. And probably, you know, you got probably another call. So I just want to let you know, yeah, Candace Owens and all these things, YouTube's famous, fantastic, Mike, for really exposing a lot of stuff. However, a lot of people won't get to see a lot of stuff on YouTube. But Mel Gibson really, oh, that's what I was saying. 1998, Mike, Mel Gibson really brought it home, man. He was letting everybody know what was happening in Hollywood. He was way before his time. You know, that was before he came out with Passion of the Christ. And, you know, yeah. Mike, he's actually one of the main guys behind this movie, Sound of Freedom.
Or,
yeah. Mel Gibson's what I
hello? Okay, we seem to have
can you hear me?
We seem to have lost Tommy there? No,
yes,
we lost
I'm here.
Him?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
Yeah, you keep dropping out there. I think there's a problem with your phone.
Okay, well, I don't know. I hear you great. I don't know. My phone is... Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, hello? But you from time to time, you just completely drop out. Anyway, listen, I've given you a big chunk of time
okay.
here,
right,
and I'd like to move
yeah,
on
you.
If you don't mind. So thank you very much for the phone call. We have, let's see, open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. When y'all were talking about the cluster bombs.
Yes.
I remember that I had seen that Cambodia has built machines to find them. They built machines that can roll over and won't hurt anything, but also other ways of finding them. And I know that they condemn Russia along with the United Nations for invading Ukraine. So I don't know if Russia could get their machines or not. And it's a whole lot of different cluster bombs, so I don't know, you know.
Well, in the wide open spaces, you know, demining usually involves taking, you know, a tracked vehicle like a tank, and they put these two booms out in front, and on that boom is a large cylinder with all these attached chains that just spins around and flails the ground in front to set off the cluster bombs. But unfortunately, Cambodia is a lot of jungle, and so you have to kind of go in there by hand and, you know, figure out what's going on.
Okay, well, that's about all. I saw the machine, and I saw everything they were doing, but I didn't write it down. But I just looked it up on Conservapedia that saw that they condemned Russia for going into the Ukraine along with the whole United Nations. All right,
well, anybody under the control of the U.S. is going to condemn Russia. But again, Russia was responding to the killing of ethnic Russians inside eastern Ukraine. And the analogy I like to make is if the president of the United States found out that the president of Mexico was just simply executing American expats living in Mexico, don't you think he would want to try and do something about it?
Well, I don't want to get into all that because, you know, if Russia thought they could win so well, how come it's been a year and how many months is it still going on?
Well, I don't think Russia is trying to, like, really invade all of Ukraine. They just want to protect that area in the Donbass. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go, Pat, and we're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, what isn't on my mind? and big shout-out to that gorgeous gal, Claire. Pfizer in such deep doo-doo that it's unbelievable, my dear.
How so?
Well, let's see. Yesterday, I didn't realize until late in the day, but one of the Pfizer warehouses, whatever you want to call it, that apparently they have a warehouse in every county, for that matter, it seems like, nearly,
mm-hmm.
at Dice's learned today. But there was a nice rainstorm that came through,
Yep.
Going through I-95 corridor, as it generally would be called. And apparently there was a nice EF2, EF3, whatever, tornado that took out the Pfizer warehouse or whatever you want to call it.
It wasn't a warehouse. It was a manufacturing facility. It was actually the place where they make the medications.
Okay. Well, in that case, Mother Nature does have a sense of humor and good taste after all.
Yep.
In other words, she's saying, don't be messing with my systems like this. And this is what you get when you do. So I thought to myself, when I learned about it, I thought, wait a minute, that name sounds familiar. I thought, you go, girl. I was so tickled to hear about that. I mean, I know people were injured and all that, and homes were destroyed and all that, which I am in empathy with those people and so forth, having seen the damage trail that was going on. And they actually have photos of what occurred, and also someone sent a photo into the one news center in Raleigh about what the tornado looked like. Now, irony was that we are about 15 or 20 miles from where that touched down to start with. So the only thing we had to worry about was lights flickering off as though like lightning had hit the lines or something, or a tree limb hit a limb or whatever. I was oblivious to the fact that there was actually a tornado until late that day when one of our dear family members, extended, called to find out if we were okay. And so I was blown, and they told us that, yeah, you had a tornado. I'm like, what? So I had to go and look it up. And I was like, oh, my stars. So hats off to Mother Nature. Don't mess with her because she'll kick your tail. And believe me, I saw some of the debris trail as it went over 95 from the west side to the east side. And, boy, she can do a number when she does her twist deal. I'll tell you what. Anyway, with that, I'll have a green olive, not rainbow, with my margarita, dear, and have a good, great weekend otherwise, in case otherwise.
All right. Later. Well, thank you. Thank you very much here. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to education and wokeness here. Apparently, there's a big scandal coming out of the California State University system where several of the campuses have been found to have mishandled sexual harassment allegations. This was the result of an audit. And apparently this led to the closure of nearly a dozen sexual harassment cases without, you know, any kind of explanation. The audit reviewed 40 cases over the span of 7 years, and they examined allegations of harassment between 2016 and 2022 against employees at the university system's chancellor's office and three of the 23 campuses, California State University, Fresno, San Jose State University, and Sonoma State University. And it found that the colleges failed to discipline the people found responsible for the misconduct. All right. Now, there is this department store. Actually, it's several department stores. And they are selling this sex guide for children. Okay? It's aimed at children ages 10 to 15. It's being sold in department stores with instructions on how to perform various sex acts, descriptions of gender identities, all 472 of them, and other graphic illustrations. And, it's I didn't find out about this stuff until I was in my 20s. I mean, it's ridiculous here. Anyway, the National Endowment for the Arts has granted $35,000 from taxpayers to support a transgender dance tour in four states led by a gay choreographer. I mean, this stuff is just, it's really out of hand, okay? All right, there was a theme park in Britain, and they had a family-friendly pride event, or at least that's what they would said, and there was this drag queen performer simulating a sex act with a power tool. And apparently was, sparks were coming off of his nether regions. Probably he had a piece of metal or flint there or something like that. And the parents were absolutely horrified. The theme park has now apologized and said there will be no more pride events at that theme park in the future. Okay, a woman posing as a 14-year-old girl caught a New York City healthcare provider on tape offering her a presumed minor cross-sex hormones without parental consent. Now, this was shared on Twitter last Monday by the nonprofit group Gays Against Groomers, and it shows how an anonymous contact of the group went undercover as a girl named Kelly asking for transgender transition services without parental consent. Now, the woman called herself Kelly, and she first reached out to Planned Parenthood to request help with the gender transition, but was denied since Planned Parenthood does not offer such services to minors. Well, good for them on that one. However, as a potential alternative source, the Planned Parenthood worker provided Kelly the phone number of the New York City-based Community Healthcare Network. And once on the phone with Brian from the Community Healthcare Network, Kelly emphasized on her story that she was only 14 and trans, and her parents were upset by her confession to being trans. And while she needed help, she didn't specify exactly what she wanted, and the Community Healthcare Network offered her these hormones without parental consent. It's child abuse. It really is here. Now, story out of Station Gossip. 21 international doctors warn against gender-affirming hormones and surgeries for youth. They're saying the risks are significant. You know, these drugs are very dangerous. The surgeries, all surgeries are dangerous. And when you're talking about major surgeries like they're doing in the pelvic region, and it's all for the money. You know, Benjamins, you know, take gender dysphoria, which is something all young people go through, turn it into a crisis and offer to sell them a solution. And, you know, it may be supported by those who want a population reduction. And they're going to make self-sterilization trendy, hip, and fashionable, so long as it's wrapped up in this pink and blue flag here. Over in Seattle, documents obtained by the parental rights organization Parents Defending Education reveal that Seattle public schools are now offering free gender-affirming care to students as young as 10. Free meaning all being paid for by the taxpayers. And that is definitely not something I think most taxpayers are going to be happy about funding. Okay, now an Iowa judge temporarily blocks the 6-week abortion ban days after Governor Reynolds signed the legislation. And the fight is going on here. You know, you've got the liberals who want abortion right up to the moment of birth, maybe even a little bit after birth. That's murder. I'm sorry. Okay. And the women like to say it's my body, my choice. No, it's not your body, because that baby, you know, only has half of your DNA, and it's got DNA from another person in there. It is a separate living thing. Okay. And yeah, abortion at birth, that's murder. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And getting back on the subject of abortions, the White House is saying it's the Pentagon's sacred obligation to help troops get abortions. And basically, they're very critical of Republicans and say the U.S. military will lose talent if access to the procedure is limited. Well, I imagine that, they could ask for a leave of absence from the military and go take care of it someplace else, as opposed to having the taxpayers yet again paying for all of these operations here. Now, the White House is claiming that laws protecting the unborn hurt military morale and retention. I would suggest that it's the wokeification that's going on inside the military that is hurting morale and retention. There was that story the other day about this female recruit forced to shower with biological males who simply claim I'm a woman. And that's not how you build a cohesive fighting unit. I mean, anybody who's served in the military, I haven't, I had a deferment, but I understand that that unit has to know each other, they have to trust each other, they have to be comfortable with each other, and otherwise they're not going to be effective in the field. Now, another little victory from Project Veritas. They got a recording of Charlie Chester, a CNN technical director, admitting they were going to exaggerate the fake climate agenda the same way they lied to billions about the COVID pandemic. And so we're all suffering COVID burnouts. That's the reason they're going back to human cause, global warming, and you will give up your cars, your money, and your freedom to save the planet Earth. And it's a load of malarkey here. Now, Representative Ilhan Omar claimed Monday that Earth recently experienced the hottest day in the last 120,000 years and demanded a national climate emergency. Senator Mike Lee took her to task and said, we have no accurate daily temperature measurements, earlier than 100 years ago. But, I mean, that's how blatant the lying is on this whole situation. They want a national climate emergency here. Okay, now NASA is getting ready to launch a very interesting mission. They're aiming for an asteroid near Mars that supposedly is worth $10 quintillion, okay, because it's packed full of precious metals. It's the 16 Psyche space rock, And, you know, they figure they could drag it back to Earth, and it would certainly upset the economy if it turns out to be that way. But anyway, the Psyche spacecraft, which is going to launch in less than 100 days, will get to the asteroid in 4 years' time and actually find out if the remote sensing equipment was accurate about what it's made out of. Meanwhile, we had a huge asteroid the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa flew closer to Earth than the moon this month, and scientists didn't detect it until 2 days later. So much for intercepting an inbound asteroid that is headed for our direction. Okay, and we are coming up on the end of the program now. We should be hearing music here. There it is. Okay, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us in these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Hey, broadcasting from my home studio, downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, worldwide, is National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo, 5-0 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, anywhere else you might see or hear the show. I'm Peter Serafine, and welcome to 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. I don't have any guests tonight, and that's a good thing, because I got big announcements, and I want to share something with you, and I hope you're going to like it. So 2 big announcements. One, my third book will be coming out September 17th, Constitution Day. It's called A More Tyrannical King. It's a book that compares the tyranny of government today to the tyranny of King George III. And pretty happy about it. So that comes out September 17th. And as of this morning, it's available for pre-order. So you can now go buy it, and it'll get mailed out to you on September 17th. So you can pre-order the ebook from like 9 different locations, or you can pre-order the